I got out of bed today. Swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Well, where'd my body go? Africa or Mexico? Well, where'd my body go? And where'd my body go? Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Staring at the ground. Oh, have you seen my ghost? See my ghost, see my ghost. Oh, have you seen my ghost? Look at those goddamn clouds.
How is it that when you guys start the countdown, it's way better than when I do it? I guess it's because you're in the same room.
Yeah, I was holding up my hands.
Oh, okay. So they were hand signals?
There were hand signals, but she had her eyes closed, so she wasn't looking at them.
Yes. So I have agreed to kind of moderate this. This is our check-in, almost 2 months after 6/12. And it's been a tough 2 months. But by kind of popular demand, because Sarah's podcasts over the years have quite a following. And so we've had a lot of requests for kind of a check-in, which is hard because 6/12 was really dislocating and difficult and incredibly hard on so many levels for so many of us, but in different ways. And what I think it, and so this is just to set expectations. This is literally a personal check-in on where Cynthia is, me, and where Ashley is, and where Sarah is. And we come to the show in very different places, which I think actually is one of the reasons why the podcast has been well received over the last year. So I kind of channel Carrie and Quinn, and I channel Quinn. Ashley and Sarah both adore Carrie in ways that I try and strive to do, but I sometimes fail at. And I'm happy to just quickly tell everyone where I'm feeling, and then we thought we would have a really brief discussion about it, because we really do come to it in different places. I think that's kind of authentic, and it's okay. But so Ashley's rocking Quinspiracy.
For real, in real life, that's where I am.
And I think, and it's both hilarious because it's like educated denial. It's like, it's
fuck off.
Willful ignorance? Yeah, okay.
Somewhere between...
You just woke up your dog. Quinn is here, by the way.
Yeah, so it's somewhere between being, like, educated denial and willful ignorance, because I think I think down deep we're all kind of clear he's dead.
No.
But, and just give me a second, because I think it's worthwhile to point out that I want to say a good 20% of me, which is... you know, not so insignificant, thinks that this show has done stuff to us which we never expected, and there's a very tiny part of me that thinks they could dredge this out of the depths. But I don't really think that's the case. And then Sarah, meanwhile, you know, I said this on the blog today. I think it's cute, so I don't think it's posted yet. You know, Sarah strives to believe that there's integrity and, like, story integrity and character integrity in this show, and we bless her for it, and we're so happy she's here to keep trying to find it, because it's hard. It's, like, super hard. It's super hard in the wake of 6/12 to try to understand Carrie's arc, which is really what you rock. It's really what you rock. And right?
Yeah, you're right. So we kind of covered very quickly where Ashley is. You kind of alluded to where you are. Where I am is, I think, also in a difficult place. And I want to be clear, the reason that I, like, strive to, you know, look for the silver lining or the explanation in things that don't make sense, or, like, try to believe that the show has some sort of, like, narrative integrity, like, some sort of integrity just as a, as, like, a cohesive story, is because I have devoted so much of, like, my personal free time to it for the past 4 years. And so for it not to be that, for it to crash and burn, would be really upsetting to me, because it would just be like, what a waste of time. And so I kind of, as like a self-preservation sort of thing, am always trying to either, you know, sort of, I think I try to stay in a bubble where it's very much like the shit doesn't exist. And it's been really hard to do that. It's been really hard to do that over the past 2 months, because we're talking about it constantly every single day. And the other people on the blog now, which is great, I love it, are so much better, and so much, like, you guys much more easily and freely acknowledge that it was a train wreck. And I can do that, but I think it hurt, I think it hurts me more to acknowledge that it's a train wreck than it does anybody else. And I don't mean that in like a I win kind of way, like I feel the worst or whatever, but it's like really hard for me to admit that, because I have a vested interest, I think, in this show being good, in this show being, like, worth my time, and worth, like, a person, like, worth the time of a person like me who's invested so much and who thinks about the show as if it's, like, written for smart people. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, so, interestingly, I think that I, perhaps, am more invested on that level than you are, Sarah. Because really? I am, well,
how? She spent 4 years of her life doing this.
Can you just let me fucking talk? She's sitting right next to me. She knows that I have more to say.
I do, but can I, and we're going to go to Ashley, like, for probably a while, but I just want to say, Sarah, like, I totally, totally, totally get it as, like, a blog person that, like, I really love this show. I think it is a show for smart people. Like, it, I've always, always believed that. I think it's directed beautifully. I think the acting is second to none. I've watched enough shows that I feel like I've got enough comparative context. I just think the writing is when it, I don't know, the writing's the whole thing. So
when the writing is great, it's amazing. When it's bad, it's like, fucking horse shit. Like I don't
it's even know even bad.
Like a better way to describe it, but
I just want to acknowledge that I think that's no small thing. Like, you have kept the faith with the show. I kind of think 612 might have, I mean, you tell me if you think it's, or maybe later we'll talk about whether the implosion is as bad as after season 3, but I think this is probably as bad as it's been, right? Or it's comparative to after season 3. So, you know, it's like a kind of implosion that you just kind of have to try to figure out if you can work yourself back from, which is where I am, and I'll come back to it. Ashley has things to say. But I think it's super authentic to be like, wow, because you and I did director's chair and I helped. Yes, you did. And the entire blog, the 9 of us have contributed to one-liners. Like, we are people who really, really, really love the show. Like, we think it's smart as fuck. And so it's just hard right now. So, Ashley, I'm sorry.
So I'm not saying that I'm more emotionally invested in the show being good than Sarah is, because that's not possible. But I am determined that the writers are not quite as awful as they were with 612 and season 6 as a whole, when viewed in retrospect. I need to believe that there is meaning to the things that they did and the choices that they made, and the reasons why they left openings in the plot. Otherwise, it doesn't. I don't understand why that's not a more common opinion, why that's not more common with people. Is it just easier to accept things if you just accept it? And
so for for me, it's not like it's easy for me to accept that there's like plot holes and stuff. I don't believe, and I mean believe in the sense like the Quinspiracy is clearly taken on a life of its own, you know.
Like, I know it's like, so good. It's I'm like so happy about thing. It.
I don't believe I love it. In any of the little things that are, I guess, are just kind of like the main points of it at all. They seem pretty unconvincing to me. So I don't even see them as like huge plot holes. I think that what's been a struggle for me is I just feel like Quinn's death was so unnecessary and so kind of unrelated and to me untethered to the entire rest of the season that when you look at the season as a whole, it just makes no sense.
Exactly.
And I think too, like another, well, I've come to accept the fact that Quinn died, therefore the season makes no sense. So it's not like a reverse thing where I'm just like, the season makes no sense if he dies, therefore the writers want to make the season like make sense, therefore he has to be alive. That's like not how I'm approaching it. I'm approaching it from the standpoint of just like, they just made like a really bad mistake. Like, they just totally didn't understand it. There had to have been some other sort of circumstances going on, which I don't really want to go into, but like, it was just, it like, it's clear that it was just like a horrible decision, and I can't justify it on any level that really
that's
passes
exactly
master.
My point though, my point is that you can't justify it on any level.
I know, and that's why it's so awful. Like,
right, it is so awful to not be able to understand it, to not be able to put those two things together. And when viewing it, after the show that we saw for at least seasons 1 through 4, and for a good part of season 5, I think that season 5 in a lot of ways was incredible. I cannot fit it into my head that the writers could make this kind of an epic fuck up without a reason. I can't put my mind around that. That does not...
I mean,
for me.
I know I probably sound like a broken record, but the reason that I always just keep coming back to it, I'm just like, why did they do it? Why?
Exactly. Is
it just wasn't a story that they wanted to tell anymore, and no one in that room really cared about telling Quinn's story, or even Quinn's story kind of vis-a-vis Carrie. Like, no one cared about that. No one was going to speak up and be like, we can't do this. And then it happened, and
they should have known better. They should have known better after season 5.
I'm also kind of coming around to Cynthia's thing that like Alex Gonzalez just like doesn't give a shit, and it's like so aggressive at this point that it's just like working against him. I think there's actually many circumstances in which kind of not really caring kind of what the fans or what the audience will like expect or really like I think that can actually work in your favor sometimes. Here it's become like a weird pathology / obsession that is like actively negatively impacting his TV show. And that's,
well, it's kind of like
let me interject for a second. I think that's so obviously because I've probably been the loudest voice on that, and it's tough for me because I Like, I don't want to be cynical. Like, I listen, I live in New York. I live my reality. Like, I definitely rock.
She's less cynical than both of us are.
Yeah. Like, but I know, like, it's hard. Whatever. Trump's president. It's easy to be cynical. I don't like writing responses to asks where I'm like, at some point you just have to realize that there are a lot of middle-aged guys writing the show headed up by a showrunner who
is a middle-aged guy.
Yeah, well, who...
Middle-aged white dudes.
Yeah, sure, but also that, like, who might have a reactionary thing about telling a romance for which he kind of built. And by the way, this discussion that the three of us are going to have right now is not going to end up in any productive place, right? Like, that's... I wanted to do a check-in because I thought we sort of owed it to followers and the podcast do have one. But that's the trouble with it, right? Like, you want to... And this is where exactly we are, and there's kind of nowhere to go with it, is that we're somewhere between someone having a conspiracy, because that's the only way she can justify it, and Sarah, who's like, how do I make sense of this, having invested so much of my time, energy, and life into this show, and Carrie, for whom you love unconditionally, and me, who rocked... I always loved the show. Always loved the show. I loved Brody, too. I mean, I was always horrified by the Brody hate. So I genuinely love the show. But I really got invested, really invested with Carrie and Quinn. And so, like, none of... It just didn't seem like the right goodbye. And we actually haven't quite... I don't really want to go to behind-the-scenes stuff because my feeling, and I'll just put it on the table, but I don't really want to talk about it because I don't think it'll just literally get into the weeds. I think that there is much to be said around behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't really know and we will never understand. But whatever happened was, I think, a whole bunch of variables for which ended up being the story that we were told. And I think that what's ended up happening is that there's a lot of incredibly invested fans who really thought they were watching a show that made some sense. And even if he had to die, it seemed like a weird, strangely told death.
Well,
I mean, totally agree with you. I think there's very few things on this show that, like, we totally agree on. I totally agree with everything you just said. I think you said it actually really perfectly. I don't really have much to add, except we can come back in a few minutes to, you know, maybe how this differs from season 3 and when Brody died, but I know that Ashley wanted to say something, but we can come
back. Ashley does want to say something, which is just essentially that I feel like bringing in behind-the-scenes stuff is a mistake when it comes to film or television or writing in any case. Because, granted, we are in the so-called golden age of television, and we have access to people, and we have access to behind-the-scenes information, but for centuries, we've kept our interpretations to the text and to what we've seen on the screen. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on for hundreds, thousands of years. Theater is the oldest profession. And
more than hookers?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
And I knew you were going to say that. Yep. People have been telling stories for
longer than people have been paying
for sex, yes. So people have had to interpret the things that they've seen for themselves for the majority of human history. And I think that to just disregard that because we have more information or another option, I think that's a mistake. And
well, you're trying to say that Alex Gonza and the creators of Homeland should be judged on what's presented on TV, which
is bullshit. Like, they're what they present.
No, I thought you were just saying that that's what they should be judged upon.
No, that is what they should be judged upon. But the product they put out this season was bullshit.
I think my feeling is that when what you're presented with doesn't make sense to you kind of initially, you have a natural instinct to try to explain it. And I think everyone's first step is to look to the story to explain it. And we've gotten so many asks over the past, you know, nearly 2 months that it's just like, I don't understand this, you know? Like, I watch sort of like the Carrie Quinn story, not even from the very beginning, but just from the start of season 6, you know, so you can consider it as like kind of like that story within the story. And I watch all of these scenes and I feel like they're going, you know, one way, and like and then the finale completely undoes all of that and it doesn't make any sense. So like, what's going on here? And it doesn't make sense. I don't think that the finale is a fitting conclusion in any way to the story that they told for them in season 6, or even, you know, from the very beginning. It doesn't make sense. And so the only thing that I can say to these people is just like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't, like, you kind of just have to either accept that it doesn't make sense and like move on, or look to additional things to explain why this happened. And then I think people start to look at sort of behind the scenes, kind of how the sausage is made things. And it is a lot like how the sausage is made. Like, it's not, it doesn't make me feel good that some like behind the scenes situation could have impacted like how the story was written. Like, that doesn't feel good to me, and I don't think it feels good to anybody. But I think that I kind of agree with Cynthia. Like, there's something going on that we'll never really know, and because they would never tell us. And as a result, we have like Leslie coming out and saying all these things that don't make any sense. And it's just, it's so, I don't know. I don't even have like a point to what I just said, but it just is just like, oh, like, this is just, it's a mess.
It's like a constant head palm, right?
Like, yes, exactly. I'm just like, can they please, because... like, it's so weird. It's like Leslie gives these like weird interviews, and I think over the past week we realized that she must be getting like these talking points from Alex Gonza. Like, there's no, she can't like really break what she's saying, right? And so yeah, we're just like, okay, so like she's saying these weird things. And then like Rupert, I feel a little bit is like fanning the flames to an extent. Like, he's out and he's just like, fuck it, like, whatever, I'll say whatever the fuck I want. And then and then like the finale was like hot trash, and just this is like this, like, this is like this perfect storm of people just like of a bunch of just like really bad things happening in like the world of this show, and people want us to explain them to me. And I think Ashley said something really funny. She's like, why do people think that we can explain shit? Like, I don't know. I don't know any more than you. Like, I'm so at a loss. And actually, I feel like where I am is I'm like so tired. I'm just like, I'm so exhausted. I'm like exhausted by the negativity that's constantly flowing in, you know, through asks and stuff like that. And it's so warranted, but it's so exhausting to have to read, you know, like every single day. I'm exhausted by that. I'm exhausted by like
helpful.
The speculation. It's just, it's all so exhausting. I took a break from the blog for like for really like the past 36 hours, and it was like so, like, it was like bliss, you know, like not to have to not
to have to have deal with any of it. Up the slack now?
I was gonna say, meanwhile Ashley and I were together like churning, like looking at each other going, how should we end? By the way, in defense of people who write in asks, I actually think that that town changed a little bit, as is grief, as is stages of grief. I think it kind of did for a while go from like all the stages of grief, you know, shock, denial, whatever. I don't know what that, like.
Acceptance, anger.
There's a whole thing where negotiating to sort of an acceptance, and then new interviews come out and then you kind of do like a brief reprieve into people being like, are you fucking serious?
Okay.
Which is all super honest. And in the meantime, we've got conspiracy theories.
That's what I'm about to say. This whole conspiracy thing, I am really legitimately fucked in the head. Like, I am a smart person, but I have my own opinions. And I am telling you, as I have been saying all along, do not fucking listen to me, because it is going to ruin your lives when I'm wrong. If I'm right, I will be running around with a bullhorn, and just, I will be making a huge deal about it, but I am probably wrong. I am right so much of the time. I was waiting for laughter. I am right so often that when I am wrong, I am bound to be wrong in a huge fucking way.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you were to rest your, because, you know, Sarah and I are not conspiracists. We are not.
I will bet your dog.
And then, oh my God, we are not discussing my progeny. If you were to rest your, I mean, there's now 15 itty bitty things, which I would actually call them all little itty bitty shoulder shots. Like, I don't know, like lack of checking the pulse. Like, there's like 15 itty bitty things that people are resting their conspiracist theories upon. If you were to rest your theory upon one thing, and by the way, I don't want this to become a conversation about challenging you, because I think it's more.
Do you think that I give a fuck what you think? Because I clearly haven't up until this
point. No, but if you were to rest it on one thing, I'm just curious. I'm super curious. I want to believe, man. I want to believe.
Honestly, it's just the fact that cumulatively it doesn't make sense. And what really, the one thing that really pushes it for me is the fact that they were editing the episode up until the very last minute. They had so much time to close these loopholes. They had so much time to close the pieces that they left open, and they chose not to.
Yeah. And that says a lot to me. It's a conscious decision of theirs, whereas I have been watching this show and really analyzing it in depth for multiple years, where they either A, don't realize that there's holes, or B, realize that there are, but just don't give a shit. And it's not a part of some like larger conspiracy. It is either ignorance or laziness.
Which could be the case, but I honestly think, especially given the emphasis on prescience with these people, I think that they wanted to leave themselves an out, because they had to rewrite the season halfway through. And
that to me is
bullshit.
It's so infuriating to me.
It's so bullshit. But the fact that they like had to rewrite the season halfway through is huge to me. And I don't think that they are going to make any decisions that will define the future of their program definitively at the end of season 6. I think that those holes that they left were purposeful.
But they also plugged them in ways that are just like, they mentioned a memorial. They had the scene, like, she clearly thinks that he's dead.
They didn't mention a funeral.
She clearly thinks that he is dead. He's not? Like, what the fuck? That just is not, like, I don't, want to get in a conversation, but these are the things that I'm thinking about. Like, the biggest thing for me within the show is that Carrie thinks that he's dead. The biggest thing outside of the show is that Rupert gave all of these interviews that were kind of like lighting the house on fire and walking away. Like, that to me, I just don't see how he could come back.
Aww, I'm gonna give Rupert a break here. I thought he was, I like,
no, 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 not saying that he was.
I think he genuinely believes his character is dead.
Right, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that belief.
I think he was.
Has given him a freedom. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything he said was like not appropriate or that he shouldn't have said it, but you can tell from his tone that clearly thinking that he's no longer a part of the show has given him freedom to kind of say what's been on his mind for a long time. Like, the comments he had about the Carrie Quinn relationship right after the finale, I feel like that he's never been so outwardly sort of anti that relationship,
and especially,
I don't know. I think that that to me is actually one of, if not the biggest factor making me think that he's dead.
I think we should wrap it up. I think there's nowhere to go. Honestly,
because I won't be convinced and you won't be convinced.
Well, but I think that's where we are, and I think it's honest, and I kind of talked these two into doing this because I thought it was important. I think the three of us are interestingly reflective of where people are, and there's actually kind of nowhere to go, and that's what's
I'm like
frustrating.
Fully positive that like the place where I am, which is just like mad and tired and disappointed, is probably like the best word I think to describe how I'm like so disappointed, and like disappointed in the way that like you never want your parents to be disappointed in you, kind of a thing. Like if they say that's kind of how I feel. But I'm also, I don't know, I feel like I am in a very, very tiny minority of people that are upset with the way things turned out, can't believe this is happening, like mad, sad, but also will continue watching. Like I think that's like my MO a lot of the time is having to acknowledge the faults but just pretend that they don't exist because I have to keep watching. And I fully acknowledge that is a very, very small, and I actually might be like a party of one here. I don't know if anyone else is really feeling the way that
I'm
am.
I'm fascinated to see where they're going from here. Yeah. After the shit they just pulled, I am so interested to see what happens next, how they try to dig themselves out. And I think the easiest explanation for me is just that the hole's not as deep as we think it is.
And that's fair. Like, I mean, if you think they can resurrect this, like, train wreck in some way, like, where I am, and I might reflect at least the Tumblr fandom more numerically, is that, yeah, I mean, I'll probably watch next season, but more, like, with, and I don't want to hate watch. I think that's an interesting word, because I've thought about it so often. I'm like, no one wants to engage in that much cynicism, and no one wants, there's so much great TV, and I don't want to be a grumpy person. And but it's still smart TV. Carrie is still an interesting person. We didn't talk about her arc right now, and
we don't know.
I answered an ask today on the blog around how much can you rinse and repeat guilt. Because actually, it was as insightful as I've been in weeks, frankly. But I was like, wow, season one and two was like guilt around 9/11. Season 3/4 was guilt around Brody writ large. Season 5 was about guilt about drone strikes. Season 6 was waking Quinn up. And season 7 will be Quinn dying. And, like, that is not an arc.
I think the arc is that Carrie, like, continues to just, like, do things that just, like, adversely affect other people. Which is not, right? Which is like
an arc of
stagnation, yeah, and not like progress and growth, which is what I think a lot of people who are watching want from her. And I read that and I thought that you were critical, but there was nothing that I could disagree with because like there was nothing where I could be like, yeah, I think you should say this instead of that. I was just like, you're right. Like
it's an inverse bell curve with this show.
And I think most of us and then I will wrap things up because there's kind of nowhere to go. But I think most fans, including people who are super over invested in Quinn, would have never ever watched the show if they didn't think that Carrie was an incredibly interesting character. Like, you can't watch Homeland and not think that particularly Claire Danes is one of the, if not the best, actress on television, and that you want to see her go from wherever she's been to wherever she's going to go, and I think that is what's interesting to me, because you know I don't particularly watch for Carrie, but if I was to continue to watch, it needs to be for Carrie.
Yeah,
clearly, because Quinn's not there anymore, as far as I'm concerned, and so I need to have some understanding. And frankly, and this is not productive. Again, this goes into the category of stuff we can't resolve. I kind of need Claire. Claire's smart enough, and she's a producer. Like sometime somewhere in the next like few months before the next season starts, I would love to have her give an interview where she gives some insightful. I mean, she is a ridiculously smart, insightful actress. She channels Carrie like no one else. Like, I actually really crave her interpretation, not necessarily about Quinn dying in romance. Like, I'm not sure she could say anything that would make me feel better. I need her to talk about Carrie, because right now I'm super confused, and I think most people are. And that's what would keep me watching. And I think that very tail end of 6-12 was very confusing that way. She was lying to the social worker. She was lying to a social worker. She was invested in a president who turned out to be not great. And she's standing in front of the Capitol. Like, that was weird.
I so agree with you. I think that, you know, there's a spectrum of like behind the scenes people, you know, producers and such whose opinion I care about and opinion like or whose sort of thoughts on the show always seem interesting to me or always kind of make me think, right? They're provocative. And you know, there's people at the very top of that list, and there's always people at the very bottom of the list where if they say something on the show, I'm just like, I'm not even gonna bother to like read it, because I know it's just gonna be like a rehash of something that they've already said or something that I so like strongly disagree with, that it's just gonna like get me worked up or something. But I think that Claire, you're right. I think she's like a cerebral person, and she approaches a lot of Carrie's storylines, which might be much more straightforward in a kind of cerebral way. I think the Carrie Quinn relationship is an example of one of those things. But I think you're right. You know, she's like, this has been her life for the past 6 years. She has a vested interest more than any other person in the journey of the character being something that has like meaning and not something that's just like, the entire point of it is that she doesn't grow. Like that, I think that she just like wouldn't tolerate that. So I'm with you. I want to know what she says about how the end of the season, and I think the season as a whole, like how does that serve her character and what did she think? Like, I think that even if she did think that it was shit, she obviously wouldn't come out and say that. She would come up with, you know, some sort of alternative explanation. But I also feel like she knows the character and the story well enough that even if it was some sort of alternative thing, it would still make me think. And I'm in a position where I've exhausted all of the other possibilities that I would just like to know kind of what she thinks. Mm-hmm. I think the last thing that I'll say too, just about like where I am, and this is something that I thought much more briefly at the end of season 5, and we'll come, I did want to circle back to season 3 because the end of season 3 and what we're experiencing now to me are very different. They're similar in some ways in that there's a large contingent of the audience that was watching for one specific character that is extremely upset about the way that the character was written off the show. It came as a surprise, et cetera, et cetera. I think the difference is that when Brody died at the end of season 3, I think that it wasn't surprising at all. I think the writing was on the wall from the very beginning of the season. And so it seemed like kind of the natural conclusion of that arc for the character and for his relationship with Carrie. With Quinn, it was a shock and a surprise, and the way that it was done was just like so sloppy that it's a lot harder it's a lot less palatable, of course, and you know that's a massive understatement. Still have a lot of people that are really upset, a lot of people that say I'm never gonna watch the show again. But you know, one thing that's interesting is that at the end of season 3, right after season 3, maybe even the next day, Alex Gonza gave, I think, a few interviews. He used to do that at the right after season
finales.
I know he gave one right at the right after season 3, just kind of about, you know, why we did this, what's coming next. I think if he does that, that's like a marker that he feels proud of, like what he produced and is
that's fascinating,
more willing to face the press. He hasn't done it since then, so every year since, he's done stuff before the finale instead of right after. Mm-hmm. But you know, I remember he talked a lot about kind of how it fit in to Carrie's arc and kind of what they were planning for the future in season 4. Because obviously at the end of the season 3 finale, it's very obvious kind of where they're setting up the character and, you know, like the station chief stuff and all that, blah, blah, blah. Of course, there's also the baby and all that other stuff. But I think that there was an exodus in the fandom when Brody died, but it didn't bother me the way that it bothers me now. And by bother, I mean I feel like regret and remorse about it. Like, I don't want these people to leave who are leaving, because I feel like they're being pushed out rather than this is kind of the probably how it always should have been, if that makes any sense. And so
that's why you need to reach it.
And so everyone should be reached it. But what I'm left with is just this kind of feeling of there's a void both in the show and also I think in the fandom that is difficult for me to come to terms with. Because I never want people to watch the show and to feel upset by it in a way. Like, I think like a lot of people were very sort of seriously and very personally affected by what happened, because it pushed or triggered things that were, you know, really upsetting, and for them to leave, like, I totally understand it, but I just, like, I regret it. Like, I wish it didn't happen. I wish that we could, like, I wish that I could do something to keep them. At the same time, I know that they, you know, for their own sort of
sanity,
well-being, yeah, like need to leave. But it's, I'm left wondering what the show is going to do from here. How are they going to fill this void that's left by Quinn not being there? And also, how is the fandom going to survive? And that's just that's just kind of where I am. I don't have obviously answers to any of those questions, but I think about that a lot in terms of where do we go from here.
Where we all kind of are.
Yeah.
And I think regardless of where we stand ultimately on the meaning of Quinn's death, of the senselessness of Quinn's death, of the reality of Quinn's death, if you're me, regardless, I think we all have the same concerns and we all want to see the same things resolved. We need that information. We need to know more. Whether it's on screen or Gonza or Claire, whoever's speaking, someone needs to tell us more.
I think that's a fair point. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm glad we did this. And Sarah, I think your comments around, I think our comments have to do with what storytelling is and what some version of proper storytelling is. I think we're all used to watching, at this point in premium television, difficult stories. This story just doesn't quite work on even a tragedy level. It just seems, It seems really hard to get our head around, which is why Ashley is a conspiracist and the rest of us are just trying to grapple with how to make sense of it.